Hello and welcome to episode 15 of Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, urban legends, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, and there's also a video version of the podcast available on YouTube, BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and you can see all of our links at the website at secretgrasp.com. And today I'm going to be talking about Skinwalker Ranch. So Skinwalker Ranch is also known as Sherman Ranch, and it's a property that's located on approximately 512 acres of land, and it's southeast of Ballard, Utah. And this is located in the Unitah Basin, which is believed to be cursed, basically, the entire area. And in the Unitah Basin, there's mostly farms. There's also a lot of oil in the ground. And the area is predominantly settled by Mormons and the Ute Native Americans. And the Ute people have lived there for about 12,000 years, so there's a lot of history with them. And they've got all kinds of legends about this area, going back into like early human history as well. To give you an idea of what the area looks like, it's basically big, flat, open land. If you think of like a pretty much a stereotypical desert, not like a sand Egypt desert, but like orange soil, nothing but brush and scrub plants for as far as the eye can see. That's pretty much it. So it's like a orange soil desert kind of area. And Skinwalker Ranch, the name is a little bit of a misnomer because it's not really about skinwalkers. So if you don't know what skinwalkers are, that's not going to be an issue here. I'll probably do an episode about skinwalkers eventually, but basically what they are, there's a Native American legend concerning vengeful shape-shifting shamans. But Skinwalker Ranch itself, there's all kinds of weird paranormal activity that happens there. There's been over 100 incidents reported on just this one property. There's also stuff that happens like in the surrounding land, but specifically this area has been very studied where the ranch actually exists on. So some of the stuff that happens there, there's UFOs and orbs flying around almost on a nightly basis. People report seeing giant fireballs in the sky. Aliens, crop circles, cattle mutilations, cattle that just vanish, shape-shifting creatures with piercing red eyes that are impervious to bullets. That's kind of a specific thing, but we'll get into that in a bit. Invisible objects that emit destructive magnetic fields, as well as sometimes people see creatures that don't exist. One researcher that was on the ranch reported seeing what they describe as a dino beaver. So they said it was between 100 and 150 pounds. It's basically like a small stegosaurus with like big blocks on all of its spines. It walked totally silently. It had a flat, low tail, and it was like walked low to the ground, bulky. And usually when they see these kind of weird creatures, they show up once and then they never see them again. So it's very strange. For this episode, I'm mostly going to be talking about the experiences of one family that lived on the farm, and then maybe in future episodes, I'll do more of like a deep dive into what scientists and other groups have experienced when they went to the ranch. So I'm mostly going to be talking about the Gorman family. I don't think that's actually their real name, but I think you can find their real name on the internet if you really wanted to, but I think in most things, they're just referred to as the Gorman family for whatever reason. So they moved onto Skinwalker Ranch in 1994. The previous owners before them had owned the ranch since the 1950s, and they never actually lived on the ranch. They basically just came once a year to check on it. So the family that moved in, it was the parents and two kids, and a grandfather lived with them, and they were ranchers, so they bought this land to raise cows and stuff on it. And when they initially bought the house, the contract had some weird stuff in it that probably should have thrown up some red flags right away. So there was a clause that said there was no digging on the property without notifying previous owners, which I thought was pretty strange. I've never heard of that before, but I looked into that a little bit more. And it seems like if there is an area with like mineral rights and stuff, there is sometimes this clause especially in areas that are known to have lots of oil, that you have to notify the previous owners so that people aren't, like, I guess, staking the land and then coming in buying it cheap, and then they know that it has oil in it, so they buy it and flip it and sell all the oil or something. I don't know, something like that. So anyways, the contract specifically said they couldn't dig on the property without notifying the previous owner. So maybe there's a normal reason for that. Maybe it's a weird paranormal thing. But the house itself, the windows on the house were all bolted shut, and all of the doors had heavy deadbolts on both sides of the door, both the inside and the out. And there were large metal rings on the house, on all four corners of the house. They didn't know exactly what this was for, but it was hypothesized that they had guard dogs chained up, basically covering the entire perimeter of the house so nothing could get in. And bizarre things started happening to the family on the ranch pretty much immediately when they moved in. So, the first thing that really happened to them is they saw a large figure running across a field. They thought maybe it was like a large wolf or something. I'm not sure if wolves are native to that area or not, but anyways, this wolf started running straight towards them, and then as it got closer up, they realized that it was like three times as big as a regular wolf. It was like up to the father's chest, and it walked directly up to them. And the dad in the family, he actually had a weird feeling of calm about this whole thing, almost like he was hypnotized or something, so he actually reached out and pet this wolf, which seems crazy. There's like a 5 foot high wolf and you're just like reaching out to it. I don't know, that's kind of weird. But anyways, it had silver gray fur and light blue eyes, but then that calm feeling was quickly replaced with a feeling of unease. And the wolf, its attention was caught by a calf that was in a corral a little ways over, and it ran over and attempted to pull the calf through the bars of the fence. So the dad of the Gorman family ran over and he started kicking this wolf over and over. He shouted for like the son or somebody to bring him his revolver. He ended up shooting the wolf four times, and it let go of the cow after four shots, and then it just started walking off after the fourth shot. But it's really weird because it didn't like run away in a hurry. It just started like slowly walking away unfazed. Like it was just annoyed that it got shot, basically. There was no blood trail or anything. So the dad was kind of pissed off at this point, so he shouted for somebody to bring his 30-06, which I believe that's a hunting rifle. It might be a shotgun. I'm not totally sure on that, but anyways. So he shot it two more times, and they said that they could actually see, like, the flesh flying off of its body, but still, it's got, like, chunks flying out of it, and it's still just casually walking away. So the dad and son both chased after it. There was no blood trail that they could really follow, but the creature left huge inch deep tracks in the I guess it'd be mud. I don't know if it's mud, soil, sand. I guess probably not sand, but so they said they could see like blurs of silver right ahead, like it was moving super fast, but they were always keeping just up with it, so it was always just in their sight, like it was toying with them and leading them somewhere almost. And eventually they reached a creek where the trail prints just stopped, so they had to head back to the ranch. I think it was getting kind of late anyways. They talked to some neighbors about this. Some of the neighbors claimed that there was a large pack of wolves that lived nearby, so maybe it was just a real wolf. It'd be like a huge wolf, though, like a dire wolf, which I think are used to be native to the UK, but now they're extinct. Maybe I'll have to look more into that. I know dire wolves are a thing, and they were like the largest wolf that ever existed, but I don't know. So anyway, so the wife, she got a job at a mortgage office in town, and on the way home from work one day, soon after this, she saw another wolf very similar to the first one they saw. So it was so large that it stood over the hood of the car, even when it was standing on four legs. So that sounds even larger than the previous wolf. This was about half a mile before she got home. And then there was also something about an all-black dog with a head that was too big for its body. I don't remember specifically. I think that was just another weird thing that she saw on the way home. I don't know. But anyway, so they reported these wolf sightings to local officials, and they said that there was no wolves in the entire state, and the last wolf that had been seen in Utah was in 1929. They said maybe it was coyotes, but with the size of this wolf, there's no way that that would be a coyote, I don't think. And It's really weird because the neighbors told them that there were wolves in the area, so it's kind of like conflicting. Makes you wonder if like the police or whoever the locals they were that they reported it to were in on it. There was other things around the farm as well, so they would see what they described as windows in the sky, so almost like a wormhole or a portal. These always opened up in the western sky, and some angles you couldn't see them at all, and other angles you can. Sometimes it looks more like an orangish cloud. So it's like if you're looking straight on, you can see it, but if you were like on a road at some like sideways, you wouldn't be able to see it. So only way to directly see it was from the ranch house. So it was almost like it was like perfectly positioned to be seen from the ranch. And it's described as a 3D orange tunnel into the sky. So this showed up all the time. And the dad would just go outside and look at it with either his rifle scope or binoculars. One time he saw through the portal and he said that he could see another sky on the other side, where the sun hadn't set yet, but it was like nighttime in our area, I guess. So the night sky was like dark and then this glowing orange portal. And then he could basically see daytime on the other side of the portal. And another time they described what they said was like a 3D onion that moved through the portal. It like came out of it or something. I'm unclear what this is, if it was a UFO or what they're talking about. And what's interesting about Skinwalker Ranch is that it's not just UFO stuff. There's also haunting stuff that happens on the farm as well, like inside the house. So while walking, the wife felt sometimes like something was rushing past her. And then in the house, stuff started to go missing. So the cabinets and the drawers would open, almost like a poltergeist kind of activity. And this supposedly happened the whole time that all of this other stuff on the ranch was happening as well. So one time, one of their cows went missing shortly after all of this stuff when they moved in. So they went out to look. Apparently, there was like snow at this point. I didn't know there was snow in the desert in Utah, but I guess that's a thing. So there was footprints in the snow, and it was obvious that the cow was running. And it was like snapping branches in a frenzy as it was going. And then they came to a clearing, and the tracks just stopped. And then they kind of waited for several days, but the cow never came back. And then one time the son of the family was out and he came across a calf and chased after it. And while chasing it, he found a cow in an embankment, but he had to come back for it later because he had to like bring the calf back or whatever. So he came back 20 minutes later. And when he came back, the cow was dead. The thing that's weird is that there wasn't enough water even in this embankment for the cow to drown in, and the cow's anus had been carved out and there was no blood anywhere. And this happened again 3 months later to another cow. And usually these mutilations happened when they would see lights over the cow pen. Also, it seemed to happen a lot during thunderstorms for some reason. One time they saw orbs from the porch and they sent there are three dogs out to get it. They went through the woods and basically they never came back. So the family heard these yelps and one of them went to investigate. And basically there was just three burned patches of grass with greasy messes in the middle of them, almost like the dogs had been vaporized or something. It's very strange. One time the dad was talking to the mom as they were leaving the ranch to go into town or something. And they're saying, basically having a discussion about how if they lost one more cow, they would like lose their livelihood and basically couldn't recover from it. And when they came back, all of the bulls from their farm, they kept the bulls in one pen, I would assume separate from the cows, just so they couldn't like breed and stuff all the time. There was like four or five of the bulls, and they had been shoved into a small shed-like structure when the parents got back. And there's physically no way that a human could really get four or five full-sized bulls into such a small space. Like, imagine getting one bull into a shed and then imagine trying to cram four more of them in while the first one is trying to get out. That'd be very hard. At one point, a family member, there was a nephew in the family named Dave. Again, I don't know if that's his real name or not. He came to visit from the city. He was 14 years old. He was scared of the dark, and he wouldn't go out on his own at night. So the father of the Gorman family and him went to do a check at sunset, I guess, just to kind of like help him overcome his fear. So they saw an RV that was parked on the ranch, but then as they approached, it drove away. But then they noticed that the headlights didn't move as the vehicle drove over bumps on the hills. It was almost like a ghost RV or something. Also, they noticed that it was basically driving through fencing, like in a video game. If you turn like clipping off so you can just walk through objects, that's what was going on. And then eventually this RV, the lights lifted off the ground and went up into the sky. The nephew ended up breaking down crying after seeing this, and he left the ranch sometime soon after that. And a few weeks later, the Gormans heard metal on metal banging outside when they were in the house, and they went outside to look, and the same RV was back. At this point, it turned its lights off and vanished, and then reappeared farther away, and then it kept reappearing over and over, and then disappearing as they chased after it again. Like the wolf was kind of like toying with them and pulling them away. This RV was like leading them maybe to their doom or something, and they just luckily never got there, but then it just eventually vanished completely. At one point, they started to see lights around the cattle at night upsetting them, so they moved the cows to a different part of the farm, and then the lights became even more intense, and this pattern happened over and over. Basically, like I said, whatever is on the ranch is trying to mess with them and annoy them. At one point, there was a winter blizzard, and they saw what they described as a 40-foot aircraft with matte black paint on it. And they could only really see it because of the snow contrasting it. And they said it was kind of like a mix between an F-17 fighter jet and a B-2 stealth bomber. And there was multiple colored lights, and it was low enough that the lights actually lit up the snow. And it was moving slowly as if it was looking for something. So the father of the family, he waved his arms at this craft, and the lights went off, and it basically drove away. And I guess the wife was probably driving home from work at this time, too, and she said she saw a similar ship, and she called her husband, who was, like, off somewhere for business at that point, I guess, and they talked about it. And while they were on the phone, those RV lights appeared again, and the wife said that she could actually see a figure inside the RV, and it was wearing all black, and she said it was probably 7 feet tall. I don't know how you could tell from a distance that somebody is 7 feet tall versus six, but that's what she said. She said they were wearing a visor, almost like a golf hat, and knee-high boots. And what's another kind of like creepy thing about this is there's kind of a hitchhiker effect with Skinwalker Ranch. So if you visit Skinwalker Ranch, some of this weird stuff will actually follow you home. So people who went to the ranch, they describe seeing like a wolf-like humanoid at their own house afterwards, like leaning against a tree and leaving marks and stuff. So one of the researcher's wife saw this, and then a few days later, their kids saw it as well. There are these orbs that seem to follow people home as well, and if they're around you, or if they go directly through you, it seems like they cause disease or even physical damage, like burns and stuff. And people would see, obviously, UFOs around their house at night, and even weird creatures outside their home at night, or even in their bedroom, which would creep the shit out of me. And I would never go back there again, but yeah, that's apparently a thing. So there's a bunch of theories about what is actually going on at Skinwalker Ranch, because there's so much paranormal activity, and it's basically like across the full spectrum. There's like haunting stuff, there's aliens, there's Bigfoot, there's other weird cryptid creatures going on. So skeptics think that it's just a massive hoax, but there's not really a reason for the family to do the hoax, because they never really talked to the media for this whole time. It wasn't until like later when they had moved off the ranch that this all came out. And also, like I said, the Ute natives that live in the area, they've got experiences dating way back previously about very similar stuff. Another theory is that Maybe there's something underneath the ground. People say maybe there's like secret military involvement. And there's been reports of heavy machinery noises that come from under the ground when people are on the ranch. It could just be delusions. Maybe like people go to the ranch expecting to see something and then everybody else tells them that they've seen stuff. And maybe it's like, we've heard the word mass formation psychosis in the news within the last couple of months. So maybe that's a thing. Like everybody is just delusional about it. It could be hallucinogenic caused, but there were no psychoactive substances caused in the area. Like, I don't know if you've seen that episode of The Simpsons where there's the gas leak and everybody thinks that they're like seeing God or whatever. It could be like that, or maybe there's just plants that release hallucinogenic stuff into the air, but they couldn't find anything like that to explain it. There's something called tectonic strain theory, which I guess is like a semi-scientific explanation. And basically it says that tectonic or seismic stress sometimes manifests as light or interacts with the human brain. And UFO reports are more common in areas that experience earthquakes. So that's one thing to come in mind, keep in mind. Could be caused by low-level radiation. There's something called parallel universe theory, which basically maybe it's interdimensional stuff coming through those portals that I mentioned, something like that going on, like Stranger Things type phenomenon. It does kind of remind me of the show Stranger Things, some of the stuff that they talk about on Skinwalker Ranch. Some people think it could be an advanced terrestrial civilization, maybe something that's been on Earth even longer than humans, like reptilians or something weird. Of course, extraterrestrials as well. But yeah, that's it for my introduction to Skinwalker Ranch. So hopefully that was interesting. Thanks for listening. I got the show notes are on the website at secretgrasp.com and links, like I said, to all the places where you can find the show and keep in touch. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking about Slenderman, or Slenderman, depending how you want to say that. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. It's free, and then you will get new episodes as soon as I release them. And feel free to share on social media or tell a friend about the podcast if you think they'll like it. We're brand new still, pretty much, so every little bit of help. But that's it for this one. We'll be in touch soon.